Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Ronan Smith in the Irish Examiner reports that the Irish fintech firms raised around €226 million in funding last year, a 9% increase year on year, with the Dublin-based Taybridge Capital achieving the largest deal of last year, a new report has found. According to KPMG's latest report into fintech investment trends, total global investment into the sector stood at $116 billion last year, up from $95 billion the year before. In Ireland, funding into the Irish fintech market reached $259 million last year, up from $238 million. Other notable deals for the period included $77 million raised across two deals by the payment software company NumuPay and $35 million raised by the Dublin-based financing platform Wayflyer. The FT reports that the French AI startup Mistral has raised $830 million in its debut debt financing to support the construction of NVIDIA-powered data centres across Europe. The investment comes as the company undergoes rapid growth from companies and in governments seeking sovereign European alternatives to US groups such as Amazon, Microsoft and Google. Mistral has previously unveiled plans to spend €4 billion on building AI infrastructure, including facilities in France and Sweden. Scaling our infrastructure in Europe is critical to empower our customers and to ensure AI innovation and autonomy remain at the heart of Europe, the chief executive Arthur Mensch said. And Martin Claffey in the Irish Examiner reports that the UK's Office of Financial Sanctions Implementation has fined a Cork-based subsidiary of Apple €449,000 over a breach of Britain's Russia sanctions over payments to an app developer. The penalty was issued to Apple Distribution International Limited, a subsidiary of Apple Inc. A notice from the British government said that ADI had made funds available to a designated person without a license in relation to two payments in 2022. OFSI said that Apple subsidiary had voluntarily disclosed the payments. In response, Apple said that after identifying two payments to a developer that days earlier had become affiliated with a sanctioned entity, we promptly and proactively reported our finding to the UK government.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.